We did that. We wanted to think of you and be a blessing in some way this Christmas morning. Thank you for waking up, doing Christmas with your family, probably sharing gifts, and then coming to the house of the Lord. That was amazing, just how we think of the Lord. He reigns, he lives, he's our Savior, he's our provider, he's our healer, he's so much. Amen. So we're going to bring in 2017, yes, praising and worshiping the Lord. Making him number one in our lives, always thinking that I couldn't live here, I couldn't stand here, I couldn't enjoy my meal that I'm going to have later if it wasn't for our Lord and Savior. Amen. Thank you all so much. Have a very Merry Christmas on this blessed day. We, again, are so glad that you're here with us, and we love you very, very much. Thank you to all the leaders who, again, rose up and brought food this morning on top of doing what you did with your families. We are so grateful for each and every one of you. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. We have some CEOs in the audience. Amen. Christmas and Easter. Amen. Amen. You're here and your first time guest here. We want to welcome you. Amen. Give them a big, big, big hand. Amen. And we want to make sure that you got a connection card in the connection package that you get. Leonard and Linda are our point people for that. They're right here on the second row waving frantically. If you'll see them afterwards and fill out a connection card, We want you to walk away with a free gift. We won't call you, bother you. We will send you a letter of thanks. That's what we do at Living Faith. But we want to make sure that you got that. And again, we're so grateful. Amen. Give the First Lady a big hand. Amen. She's a blessing. Amen. Amen. Do you have your message notes with you? They look like this. Amen today. If you don't, raise your hand high. We have a couple of point men that will give those to you real quick. Raise your hand high. You got them. 100%. You want this one. It's a collector's edition. First time only. They're not going to be printed like this again, so make sure you walk away with a few of them. Pass them out to your friends at home and that sort of thing. If you are a first-time guest or have a special thought or need, Irma and I will be in the cafe area right after service, which is right out this door. If we'd love to shake your hand, we'd find it just an honor to just meet you and greet you today. Kids of Faith, didn't they do good? The beginning, bless them, amen. Come on, give them a big hand, yeah. Thank God, amen. Just thank you. I know it's a busy time. Irma was mentioning that time, but you made time to come to the house of God. I think, it honors the Lord that you make him first as you dedicate the day of Christmas, amen. Some would say, why have church on Christmas Day? Well, isn't it about Jesus, right? Yeah. And so you're here proving that. We'll do New Year's Eve, a New Year's Day also, the first day. I know we're going to stay up late. We love tamales. We love firecrackers. But we can also make it at 10:30 next week also. We'll have the same opening in the same sense. We want to dedicate 2017 to the Lord, right, everybody? And so the first day of the year, you want to come back and be part of what God's doing. Amen. Amen. God is, God was, and God will be with us. If there's anything that the whole message is about this morning, is I just have a short word with you, is Emmanuel means God is with us. Would you say that with me? God is with us. Yeah. Who's ever prayed, God be with me? Yeah, you're honest today in that. You know, you pray, God be with me as we travel. Don't let the kids kill themselves in the back seat as we travel. Maybe the day after Christmas sales, which will be tomorrow, you're going to look towards the mall and say, God, give me God be with me as I get a parking space, right, everybody? You ask God for the, and then when he gives it to you, you'll say, never mind, God, I got it anyway on myself. Some of the single people have prayed, God be with me as I go out on this blind date, that this guy's not a psycho stalker. Anybody ever pray that? Any single people, wave at me. No, nobody's doing that. How many ever prayed, God be with me as I take this final exam? Yeah, and God's telling you, you should have studied, amen, he would have been with you. What does it mean that God would be with us? It began 2,000 years ago when the disciple Matthew penned the recording of Jesus, and it was recorded in Matthew 1:21, and it's found in your bulletin today, in your notes, and it's also found on the big screen today. And she shall bring forth a son, and he shall be called Jesus. Isn't that a wonderful name today? Amen. Matthew's audience was listening. That Jewish audience was, they were awaiting a Savior for many, many centuries to come. It was prophesied that he was going to come, and it was good news. And he will save the people from their sins today. And for centuries again, from Isaiah 7:47, what was announced by the prophet that we're about to read. And so it would be done that it might fulfill the spoken word by the Lord through the prophet Isaiah, saying, behold, 740 years from that point, seven centuries were happening up to this middle point right here when Matthew appears and all the ears were listening. Behold, the virgin shall be born of a shall be born with a child and bear a son, and they shall call his name. Somebody shouted, Emmanuel, which is translated God with us, right, everybody? And if there ever was a point in a movie, like this was a movie version, when it said the translation was that God was with us, Emmanuel, it would have been probably a lot better, because everybody was waiting for that moment that Jesus was born, because it was prophesied and it was much needed today. Life has a way of pushing you away and pushing back the dream that God has given to you today. It's interesting that this angel, when he was told to him, was announced through Joseph, the father, earthly father of Jesus, Joseph the carpenter. He was called the son of David also because he came through the line of Christ, the kingly line of King David. And all the way from a man that should have been a royal man living as a king, now is a carpenter. Not that there's anything wrong with that. But life has a way of pushing you back and your dreams that you have, that God has given you, in making you into something that you shouldn't be. It was okay that Joseph was a carpenter. Nothing wrong with that. But again, after centuries and centuries, after time and time, and I just want to speak directly into you, because God's given you something to birth. God's given you something to dream about. And life, again, has something that will strike you. The enemy will come and take away and snatch away a dream from your heart that you've always had. And God is here today to remind you on this Christmas morning that the dream is still alive, that there's a baby on the inside of you. Amen. How many know us guys get pregnant too? Yeah, Joseph was pregnant. Mary was pregnant. And all of us have a spiritual dream or something that is supposed to happen in your lifetime today. And your destiny can be fulfilled. Don't let the enemy ever steal your dream. I'm here to give you good news that the baby's on the way. Give me a good amen. Well, I've been waiting, Pastor. I have some birth pains. Amen. I have some. It's okay. Those pains are good. It just shows something's on the inside of you today. When life beats you down, it means that there's a challenge rising on the inside of you that's about to be birthed. Amen. Don't give up on your dream today. God's here today for you. Right, everybody? And so the Old Testament was filled with the presence of God. So when God would appear that God was with us, it was unnatural for the Jewish people to hear. It was Moses was on a mountainside and his face couldn't even see the glory of God. So he had to hide it and shield it and veil it, because God was just too massive. The shepherds that appeared when God appeared and the angelic beings appeared on that hillside when Jesus was born to announce it. You know what happened to them? They couldn't stand it either. It was because God was too massive. And God is that way. And why it would be now during this time that 2,000 years now would eclipse and God is now with us today? That God would be a personal God with you. That God would be a God of relationship and have it with each and every one of us. No longer distant, no longer blinding our eyes, but in our hearts today to receive. Isn't that the sort of God that we receive today? A God of relationship, a God is for you. God's just not watching over you today. God's within you, right, everybody? Amen? And so he's a God of relationship. John would say, hey, tell me what it's about today. And so in John 1, the Word of God became flesh and dwelt among us. When he would describe it to everybody, he would tell them, this is how it's going to be. It's going to dwell among us. It's no longer going to be this written thing that we got. It's going to appear in our hearts today. You know what the problem is? Some of you don't believe it, that God's with you today. There are things, some of us in this room today, because you're sleeping right now, the difficult season that you're in. Amen. You're just getting rest in Jesus, right? Christmas has a way of being this great magnifier where we see the best of the best rise and the best of the things under the Christmas tree. But also it's about Christmas. Sometimes we see the worst of the worst, because Christmas time will appear and we'll say, man, I'm going through something. And we don't believe God's not with me, because if God was with me, this stuff wouldn't be happening. You're a Christian in this room. And some of us think, God, where are you at? I'm not feeling it today. I don't feel the goosebumps like I usually feel when they sing those songs. And God, you're so far away from me today. Amen. Maybe you're facing the empty chair. And some of us in this room, that chair should have been filled by somebody. But there's divorce that happens. There's death that happens. There's something that's happened that's separated, and there's an empty chair that's no longer there. and God is still with you, but you don't feel that God's with you today. In a relationship, there's a problem, and there's distance, and your marriage isn't what it should be. And some of us are feeling a distance, and we don't feel that God's with us this day. There's a health issue that you've been told about, and you're in the hospital. Some of us, our loved ones are this morning. You're saying, where's God in all this? But God is still there today, amen? Some of us even feel, I'm so ashamed of what I've done. My heart breaks and what I've done. I've separated myself. How can God be with me today? And God is far away that you feel. Here's my goal today before we're finished. Emmanuel, God is with us. God is with you. God is, and God will be with you even in the future. I want to show you that beyond a shadow of a doubt today, that there'd be no doubt that you'd walk away and say, God is with me today, and he's walking with me. Everybody say amen. Amen. Yeah. And so the principal points, number one, is this, as you break it down with me today, God be with us, and God is with us right now. God, somebody say, God is with you today. Hit your neighbor and say, God is with you. Yeah, there you are. Amen. Mary had this exclusive privilege to do something that no other human being would ever do or will do. And God gave her that privilege to live. But do you know, beloved, today that God has given you the same privilege to do something that no one else can do quite like you do, will do it? Someone else can preach. Someone else can sing a song at Living Faith. Someone else can teach children at Living Faith. Someone else can manage. Someone else can, but no one else, someone else can make some tamales. Give me, y'all know that today. Who's hungry today? But no one else has your touch. No one has your distinctiveness. No one has your thumbprint. No one else can be the mom that you can be to your children. No one else can be the spouse that you can be to your husband, your wife today. No one else can fulfill that dream. No one else can do what you can. No one else can pray the prayer like you can pray. Some of y'all know that too true. You won't ever stop praying, but that's okay today. Amen. Your delivery date is coming, and you're supposed to do what God's. Look what he told Mary 2,000 years ago, how God. And the angel went and told her, greetings. You are highly what? That means that you have this bestowed privilege that you're supposed to do this, that you have this distinctiveness, that you've been given this by God, and God's going to be with you because the Lord is what? With you today. Amen. You have extended approval. No one else has that MasterCard, amen, that you got, amen. So go on with it and use it today. God is with you today. This very first truth was told to her because she had a difficult assignment. She had something to do that no other teenage girl was going to be able to do but her today, and it was something difficult. When you're facing something difficult this season, because it's either mountaintop or sometimes we're in the valley, God of comfort, the God of comfort is with us today. There's this word about comfort in the Bible. It's called parakletos. And it means that the God that would come alongside of us, not next to us, not in front of us, not in back of us, not 20 feet in front of us. I love the God before me, the God all around me. But I love the parakletos, the Holy Spirit, the God that is my friend, the God that upholds me when I can't walk, the God that's better than a friend to me, the God that will be with me. Right, everybody? And that's the God of comfort that will be with you today. You're not alone. You're not walking alone today. Years ago, I've been doing this for a little bit. We've always sang Christmas carols at 7801 Marbach. Before that, we sang it at Marbach at Ingram Square when we were there. And before that, we sang them at my home. And my son was about 6 years old, Andrew. And you wouldn't believe it being as big as he is now, but he was once shorter than me. And we were walking, doing our family walk around our neighborhood. And this dog came that got out of the house. And he had gone before us. He'd just learned to ride his bike. He was about 6 years old, I remember. And he took off before us. And he'd always wait for us at the end of the block, him and Rebecca. Well, he was alone. He was walking. He was with himself and Irma. We were walking around the corner at our neighborhood, and he had gone on before us a long block. We could still see him, but all of a sudden, at halfway down the block, about 100 yards, I saw this dog run out. And it wasn't vicious, but it was this dog, hop-along dog, coming towards him. And I thought immediately, oh, no, this dog's going to freak him out. You know, he's young, and he's on his bike for the, you know, little time that he'd learned to ride it. And this dog, you know, came up to him, happy dog, but he freaked out. he was weeping, and a neighbor ran out that was that dog's owner and saying, "I'm so sorry." And so I started booking it down. Man, I was quick, man. You know, Bolt doesn't have anything on me. I started booking down. I was a couple of years younger. And I started trying to reach him quickly because I knew he was traumatized about this dog running after him on his bike. And when I got to him, he's like, you know, doing that, can't even cry. And I'm going, "It's going to be okay, amen." And the neighbor was apologizing. I said, "It's okay, your dog's okay." And the dog's wagging his tail, just trying to lick Andrew, but Andrew didn't want anything to do with him. So took the dog back in. Well, just a couple of weeks later, we're doing Christmas caroling here, and we're across the street right by Richard and Francis's home. It wasn't your dog, but it was one of your neighbors. One of your neighbors has a demonic dog, amen. I think he's died by now. It was actually a demonic chihuahua, amen. How many of you know those? Never happy with anybody. That dog, Andrew was with me this time, and we were singing Christmas carols, and here comes this dog charging the whole Christmas caroling group. There was about 20 of us singing Christmas carols. Here comes this chihuahua coming at him. I go, "Oh, no, Andrew just a couple of days ago got trauma." And I'm thinking, but Andrew was right next to me, and Andrew didn't do anything. He kept singing, "Joy to the world," and that dog came out. But this dog meant harm, you know, so everybody just stood the ground, and I, you know, went, "Cha-cha!" You know, chia, you know, you make those noises. And the dog, you know, went away, and Andrew was just right there. And I looked at Andrew, and I said, "Why didn't he freak out? Why didn't he act like he was when he was on his bike?" And I had to think of something. I had to think, you know, God gave me the, because he was with the big dog. He was with the alpha dog, amen. And what type of dog would I be if I was a dog? No, don't even go there. He was just, when he was with me, everything was okay. He knew I would protect him. He knew that nothing was going to get by his dad, and that dog wasn't going to get near him. And God is with you bigger than any alpha dog on this earth. Do you know that today? Amen. God is with you, amen, when you're alone. He tells you not to fear. Almighty God is with you. And there's nothing that can't get past Almighty God that goes past his desk. If you're alone today, God is your companion today. Did you know that today? You're not alone. If you're lost today, God is your guide. If you're weak today, God is your strength, isn't he? If you're sick today, God is your healer. If you're hurting, God is your hope today. If you're a sinner today, like all of us are in this room, God is our Savior today. Right, everybody? The second thought is this. God was with you today. And if you look back, sometimes it's easier to see the presence of God in your life than it is going forward. I know it's like that with my life. God is sometimes this better God rear view, like, "Oh yeah, God, I remember now you were with us today. You were with us yesterday, today." And God is declaring this morning over all of his people in this room what he wants to be to you, even as he was with you in the past. But he wants you to remind, he is the God of remembrance, that he wants you to remember him today on how he was with you, amen, as he was with the children of Israel. The Bible says in Psalms 81:10, let's declare it together, the house of the Lord is good today. We say God's word together. It's just a declaration. Hear the Father, God in heaven, declaring it back to you today as you declare it to him today. On three, we say it together. Are you ready? One, two, three. For it is I, the Lord, your God. Open your mouth wide. Yeah, isn't that a good scripture today? And how the children of Israel walked through that desert for 40 years. And God wanted to remind them in the Psalms, look, when you lacked water, when you thought your clothes were going to wear out, your shoes were going to wear out, they didn't. And I open your mouth wide because I'm that God that wants to fill it with good. I'm the God of rescue. I will be with you today. Amen. And God will be with you in that same fashion today. Amen. When Irma and I years ago had more love than we had money, and we were down to our last dollar, God was with us. And we look back and we're grateful to that. How about you today? Amen. When the church didn't have a place to meet, and we prayed and fasted, and Gloria Martinez drove by this property and saw a dilapidated bread store that could be remodeled, she looked at it and said, that could be our church. And God answered a prayer, and God is with us. Amen. God was with us then, many years ago, right, everybody? Some of us have walked into that Dale Bread store that's now our student center, and you walk in, you go, oh, there's where the cash register was. There's where the soft drinks were, the sodas were over here in this area. This is where the day-old bread was stored right here, and we could get two for one on whatever day. And you remember that, because when my father suddenly passed away years ago, God was with me. God was with our church, right, everybody? Amen. Diane Puente, where are you at? Hey, man, you got a big fan in me when the doctors told you that you had to get your affairs in order many years ago now because of cancer. Amen. God was with you, and look at you now. You're still here, girl. Amen. Amen. We're still shouting the glory, right, everybody? Yeah, amen. Yeah. The remembrance of God, amen, because of the goodness of the Lord. Your deepest need is meant to be met by God today. Did you know that today? Don't let God get replaced by some other person. They may mean well, but God's the only one that can fulfill your deepest need here today. Amen. Don't let a thing fulfill what God's supposed to fulfill. Amen. He can be your Savior today. He can provide for you today. Amen. My Christmas was Christless over 39 years ago, and I can't believe it because I'm not old today. But 39 years ago, I didn't have we would go to church on selective days. We would go to Easter service on selective days, but God was far away. I knew the basic story. But one day I heard that Jesus could live in my heart and take up residence, and that God could be with me, and God was with me today. And I remember receiving Christ in a parking lot, not even in a church, and somebody led Christ Jesus to me on Ritterman Road, right off Ritterman Road in San Antonio, and they said, "Receive Jesus." I said, "I think I need a second touch," because I knew a little bit of the Bible about that blind man. I didn't even have a first touch. I needed Jesus to come into my heart, and I asked Jesus to forgive me of my sins. And 39 years ago, now I had Jesus come and live in my heart. And Jesus has been in my heart as he was 39 years ago. He'll be in your heart today also, right, everybody? Amen. Finally, here we go. And I'm about to, the youth ministry is about to do something that's going to be incredible. So don't check out, amen. You're going to love it at this last moment here that we're going to do it. Number three, God will be with you as you look ahead. Some of us are expecting some things because you look down the road even a year from now. And some of us think, what if this happens because my family has a history of this sickness in my life or this sort of thing, or we've gone through this already. What's going to happen if it doesn't work out because of this relationship? And you look ahead, and can I tell you good gospel news? God's going to be with you even in the future. Did you know that today? Consider Mary today. And she looked forward to the image that she's seen in the future. And the angel appears to you and said, "Hail, Mary, you're favored today. And God's going to be with you." And God was with her. And God was with her and Joseph as they took a 100-mile trip on a donkey all the way to Egypt. And God was with her. And when Jesus grew up and was about 12 years old, he gets lost in this thing called the Passover celebration. And he's there hanging out. And they lost Jesus, and God was with her when she lost her child, and she found him again. And Jesus grows up, and he's being at a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and they ran out of wine, and Jesus does this miracle, and he does many miracles after that, and God was with her. Jesus suffers by the hands of man because it's prophesied he's supposed to, because he's our Savior, and he dies on the cross, and she sees her son suffering. And she sees her son dying on a cross, and God is with her even at that moment. But all this is while she's holding a baby. Do you understand that today? Does she know the outcome? She knows prophecy enough. She's a good Jewish girl. What is it going to become of my son? And she's looking ahead. And Jesus, as she's at the cross, as a mother seeing her son out, she says, she hears the son say, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they're doing." And God is with her at that very moment. And when Jesus finally puts his head down and says, "Father, it is finished," God is with her at that very moment. "And into you, Father, I commit my spirit." And she hears heaven and earth hear that saying from the voice of her son, Jesus. God is still with her. Day one, the stone is on the tomb. And she's saying, "God is still with me, even though my son's by." Day two, the stone is still there. "God is still with me." Day three, the stone is rolled away, and Jesus isn't there anymore, and God is still with her. Right, everybody? And God will be with you that same way today. Amen. I'm going to ask the youth ministry to come up and do their, they're going to get set, and we're going to lead you out in one scripture, so just stay with me, and you're going to enjoy what you're going to see right now, right before your eyes. Amen.
did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water?
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man?
Mary, did you know that your baby boy will calm the storm with his hand?
Did you know?
Didn't they do great? Amen. We want to thank, of course, our children's ministers that did what they did this morning. But Christina and Gabriel oversaw that. They had plenty of rehearsal time along with our young people. So they're a blessing to us, right? Everybody, yeah. Amen. Yes. Bless them. The Apostle Paul talked about things that earthly people like you and I, well, that's going to separate me from God. And he announced in Romans chapter 8, verse 35, about things that could separate us. And he says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship, so persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that love us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels nor demons, neither present nor future, nor powers, nor heights, nor depth, nor anything in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of Christ that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Right, everybody? Yes. Nothing can separate you from the love of God. So what else could it be that you could get separated? Paul pretty covers it, doesn't he? One person said yes. Well, nothing could separate you from the love of God. Nothing could permit God. Now, we get out of God's love really only one way, by not being in his presence. Because God's going to love you no matter what. He's not ashamed of you. He doesn't hold back his blessings. You can't make God love you any less or any more. He loves you. Amen. And so the thought is, I need to get where God's at. I need God's presence. And when I get God's presence, God answers me. When I'm not getting prayers answered just like you, it's because I'm not in his presence. I'm not doing what he wants me to do. Amen. Not that God doesn't love me. No, but I'm not in God's presence. And God, well, am I in church all day, pastor, preacher? No, it's not that. You can walk with God. Amen. You can do God's will. There are certain things that remove us from the party of God today. But we want to be in the party of God today. Amen. We want to be in his company today. And you know what I'm talking about today. Divorce doesn't stop you from being with God today. Brokenness, failure, defeat, sickness cannot stop you today. Amen. God is with you. He'll never leave you or forsake you. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear not, because God is even with me in that valley today. Right, everybody? So the question isn't really if God's not with us. The question today is, are you with God? Are you with God today? And so we pray and we ask that question in our hearts today. Are you with God? Bow your heads and pray with me as we conclude. Father, I pray that your Spirit would do the work that only you can do. Now, transform us by the good news. And as I prayerfully just pray this moment right now for the congregation of Living Faith, some of you are in this place today and you need to know that God's really with you. There's difficulties, there's challenges. You're God's child, you're a believer, but there's pain right now. And you need to know that God's with me. And you're saying, pray for me, Pastor. Because I need a special touch from God today. I need his presence in my life today. It would be my honor to pray for you. If you'd lift your hand right now and say, I really need to know God's presence is with me because there's some difficulty that I'm going through. Could I just see your hand, everyone? Yes, you're just doing this before God. God bless you, beloved. Just hands going up everywhere and you can put them down. Let me pray right now. Father, as I extend my hand, even over the live audience, Lord, that's on media right now, they've lifted their hands. And Lord, this Christmas morning, we pray for everyone right now. And we thank you. We include them in our prayers. And we thank you that your presence is enough right now. I pray for the Holy Spirit to bring peace. I pray it would go beyond human understanding, that we could even comprehend. Lord, it's beyond that, that you would guard our hearts and minds and our souls in Christ Jesus. Now at this very moment, Lord, you're the God of all comfort. Come along, my brother, my sister, right now. Comfort them through their trial. Bless them right now. And thank you, God. Your presence is more than enough. As I continue to pray, here's the question. Are you with God right now? Well, I did the church thing this morning, and that's okay. I believe, you know, but the Bible would say something that's pressing. It's incredible. Demons even believe, and they have sense enough to shudder. They tremble. They believe. But it's okay to believe, but you got to go beyond that today. You need surrender in God today. And it's no accident that you're here today. Well, I need to clean things up. You don't know about my life. You're exactly right. You need to clean things up. Exactly. But all of us do. We're all sinners saved by grace. And you'll never get clean enough by yourself. You need the blood of Jesus. You need the perfect spotless lamb to come into your life and to cleanse you from all sin. Because if you compare yourself even with others, well, I'm not as bad as that guy or as bad as that girl. Well, of course you can compare. But compare yourself to Jesus, and then we're filthy. And then we need to have salvation today. And so your reasonable response right now is, I need Christ in my life today. And you're here today and you say, I need Jesus today. I need him in my life. I need to say yes to Christ. This is your moment of favor. This is your moment of opportunity. I'm just going to ask that your hands lifted right now and say, include me in the prayer. God bless you. Someone else just saying yes to the Lord. Yes, 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 yes. Would you look at me right now if you lifted your hand? Just look at me. The rest of us are praying right now. Would you look at me? You lifted your hand. You lifted your hand. I think I spotted you over here. You lifted your hand. Yes. And over here, yes, mija. Yeah. I'm so proud of you lifting your hand. Jesus said this, as you continue to look at me, he called people, but he called them publicly to follow him. And so he never called people to just kind of do it backwards. He wanted full on, because God is with us, and he wants to know if you're with him today. And so today, as your eyes are open, as you're looking at me right now, I'm going to lead you in a prayer, and you're going to pray this prayer with me right now, amen? And we're going to believe it. You're already saved. Amen. We're just confirming it through this prayer. Let's pray this out loud. Loud enough that you can hear it in your own ear right now. We confess to Jesus. Amen. Heavenly Father, at this moment right now, I need your saving grace. The blood of Jesus washes away all my sins, all my wrong today. Make me new again. I am a new creation today. And God is with me. God is for me. Amen. And God will be with me today. In the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Receive Christ. Come on, for the five people, the six people that receive Christ, we bless them. Seal it, Lord, in their hearts, God. We never want to return to our old lives, God, today. And make it right now where it will last, God, throughout eternity in the name of Jesus today. Amen? Amen. 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 For the ones that raised their hands and you really meant it, and I know you did, would you fill out that connection card in front of you? There's a connection card. You'll have to reach a little bit. If you do that with me, I'll pray for you and believe God for you in this week that it would be a great week for you. And you'll have that. I'll get those before I leave today. Make sure I get those today. On the screen is a slide that I want you to see, especially if you raised your hand or you want a new beginning for 2017. It's just a week. Can you believe it? It's going to be here. And the new calendar date, because God's eternal, doesn't really matter to God, but to us it matters. Some of us want that fresh start. The Growing in Faith class happens January 8th at the beginning of the year, and it's going to happen through our 21-day fast that we're going to have. And what I'd like you to consider, especially if you raised your hand, that you would go to that class at 9 a.m. Howard and Sonia lead that class, and they lead it with our finest teachers. They're going to be right here on the front row. They'll be here at the end of service. They'll greet you. They'll give you information about that. There'll be a sign-up sheet that you can also have in this foyer area over here. If you'll sign up for it, they'll make sure they contact you before it's going to happen. Now, let me talk to the rest of us here in this room. Some of us just need to start a fresh year with Jesus. And it's okay to go back and get a repeater's course because we don't catch it all. Give me a good amen. Amen. We forget. We wander. We forget about the truths of God's word in our lives. This is a one small group that will do that for you in your life, and you just need to be part of it today. I encourage you, January 8th, you'll be there at 9 a.m. Make sure that you seal the deal by signing up. Is that okay with everybody? Yes. And finally, the 21-day fast, there's no slide on this, will begin Monday, the Sunday after we meet. I want you to get ready for it, even the leaders and the members of this house, because we want to dedicate 2017 to the Lord. We want to start fresh. We fleshed out. Haven't we eaten well? Man, I've never eaten so many tamales in my life. This week has been incredible. Man, I love the bean and cheese. How about y'all? Oh, those pork tamales are calling me. Amen. They're in my fridge, and all I got to do is nuke them today. How about you? Well, I'm going to eat well, and it's okay, but because we get so fleshed on sight, sound, food, and all this, we need to step away and say, God, I'm going to separate myself. Some of us do it with food. Some of us do it with media. There's a couple of more days, amen? It shouldn't be a bachelor party until January 1st or whenever we're going to take the, you know what I'm saying? We're going to eat everything we can. It's not about that. It's about dedicating ourselves to God and seeking God. For this season, for 21 days, I'm going to separate myself from that so I can dedicate myself to God, amen? So food's not going to be a big deal to me. Give me a good amen during those 21 days. Maybe for the first hour it will be, but or the second day, amen. But I'll have a breakthrough just like the rest of us in this room if we just give God a little bit, amen. For some of us, that TV show that you need to give up or the news program or whatever it might be, give it up for the Lord and dedicate yourself to God. Get ready for it, amen. We need it as a church, and we take ourselves back to the place of just dedication to God, amen. I want to receive this morning tithe and offering. Joe's going to come up here and help me dismiss along with the band.